Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hello and welcome back to the Wildcat Scoop Podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Shear, here with...
Jason Shear.
He's a little giggly tonight, Sunday, we're recording this.
I did an intro, and Shelby's response was, quote, what the beep is wrong with you, so.
Yeah, so this is like take 20. So welcome to the Wildcat Scoop Podcast. Take 29. We're here to do a recap from all the fun recruiting things that happened this weekend. Penetrators from Michael Luke. Michael, if you listen to Michael Luke's, is it a podcast, live cast, whatever it was, I might have made a guest appearance the other day and it was funny. Animal. You know, whatever. If you know, you know. Anyway, we had a lot of recruiting awesomeness that happened this weekend.
Let's explain to people my life here.
Okay, yep, let's do it.
I stayed home all day Friday.
Yep.
There was a chance that Johnson was going to announce on Friday. Someone told me whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, I stayed home.
You did.
And then I said, you know what? I'm going to take Aurora to her friend's house real quick, grab a coffee. I'll be back in 15 minutes. We're good. It's 4 o'clock. This thing may not even be happening today.
Right.
Whatever. I drop her off. I get my coffee. Get back, you know, whatever. Get to the light. It is the one intersection in Tucson where your phone really does not work very well. It is Ina and Thornydale.
Yeah, I don't know. What's up with that?
And then commitment. Boom. Commitment. Boom. So I'm driving. I'm texting. I'm not driving. And that's, but, you know.
If you were driving and texting.
That would have been the time to do it if I did that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that's my life. Can't even, I mean.
Get
you're
coffee.
Welcome. No, you're
I
welcome.
I think I tweeted all of this.
You're welcome.
And it's just really good luck for all of us when you leave the house. That's, is basically.
What? I think you just divorced me.
When you leave the house to get me coffee, it's a good thing.
Are you asking me to leave the house?
A lot of people are asking you to leave the house. It sounds like people want to pay for our vacation sometimes. Anyway, Arizona received
my
a commitment from Keshad Johnson. How did it play out?
My house.
Do you want to do this podcast or you just want to sing?
I definitely want to sing. So the way it played out was as follows. As I posted after the visit to Arizona, it went really well. After that visit, Arizona was the clear favorite. Oklahoma was in there. USC wound up getting a few more commitments, so they were out. And Arizona made the decision to basically let Keshad Johnson visit Kentucky. There are coaches that are very good at making sure that commits, recruits, whatever it may be, don't visit other schools and end the recruitment right there and then. If you want to go to Arizona, commit right now, end the recruitment, let's announce this weekend. Johnson was basically allowed or whatever to Kentucky. And then what happens with when Kentucky is recruiting a kid, we see it a lot, is everyone assumes that kid is going to Kentucky. So like Keshad Johnson goes live on Instagram and makes a joke to Calipari about wanting a ring. People on the message boards and on social media go, oh, that's the recruitment. It's over. He just said, can I get a ring with you, coach? What else does he mean? Things like that. And all of a sudden, everyone's like, well, we're losing him. But Arizona never really went anywhere. And, you know, there was some smoke. You know, actually, at one point, there was some smoke. Some people I know that are associated with the Oklahoma program thought that they had a legit chance of landing him. Kentucky thought they had a legit chance of landing him, when all along it was probably Arizona. you know, look, Tommy Lloyd, was that the decision? That's not something you just jump in a plane. I mean, I guess you can, but that's something that you got to kind of plan out a little bit. And yeah, I mean, Arizona was in the lead after the visit and basically held off some other schools and landed the guy that they wanted.
And all's well that ends well.
Thank God.
And Tommy Lloyd can apparently recruit. That's not to be understated.
That's a later question, Shelby.
Later question. What type of player is Arizona getting?
This is a no banter podcast.
No banter. Tur. Do you like my little echo?
I'm telling you, you need like gunshot. Like, beow, 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 beow. Brr, Shelby in the mother house.
Wow.
Arizona. So I like what someone said on the message board. I don't remember who it was. So I.
But if it's you.
If it's you, I'm proud of you.
Tweet at Jason.
But basically, Keshawn Johnson is the type of player where you focus on what he can do really well and not what he can not do as well, right? Like, he's not an atrocious shooter, but that's clearly not his game. His game is defense. His game is rebounding, versatility, athleticism, etc. Focus on that. Could he be better offensively than we think? Yes, because he's clearly playing in a much better offensive system at Arizona than he did at San Diego State. But we know what we're getting in certain areas. Like, I love Azulis. You know, I know he gets a bad rap with some people. He averaged 20 and 10. You're not replacing those numbers with anyone in the portal. Like, how many guys, like, people were saying throughout the process, we have to replace Azulis and all that.
We've talked about this.
But you're not replacing his production with one guy. It's just, that's not out there. Like, remember, guys, Azulis did something that only six players in Pac-12 history have done, and that includes him. So only five before him, I believe. So how do you improve the team? Well, as much as we like Azulis, we know that he wasn't the toughest guy, and we know he wasn't the best defender. So you look at Keshawn, and you go, he's probably just as good as Azulis in transition and running the court and getting feeds. If you want to say he's not as good, that's fine. I'll accept it. He is absolutely a better defender and more athletic than Azulis. There's no debate. Azulis will never be able to guard a three. Keshawn could probably guard a certain type of wing, right? So another thing is, you know, Azulis is a very quiet basketball player. I don't count that as a bad thing. I just think some guys are quiet and some guys are leaders and they rally people around them. To me, you can still be a good player and not be a leader. That's
right. That's fine with me. You can be an introvert and still be a basketball star. You're just not going to be the gregarious guy, and that's okay.
Like, Kawhi Leonard is an awesome basketball player. The guy says three words, right?
Kevin Durant is not a particularly extroverted person. Right.
And I know they get criticism in certain areas, whatever. Keshawn Johnson is that dude. He's going to come in, demand the respect of his teammates, and be a leader right away. And that's something that is very different than Azulis. He is not going to match the offensive production. But personally, I don't see why 12 and 8 can't be an expectation for Keshawn. And I think that is more than, you know, he averaged whatever it was, 7 and 5 at San Diego State. I would be shocked if he didn't score considerably more, especially with transition opportunities and things like that, better passing, better offensive system as a whole. And I think he'll get more rebounds and things like that. And I like him. It's different. Like, the team overall is very different. And I joked on the message board, like, Sean Miller would adore this type of team. Long, athletic, maybe not the best offensively, but they're going to defend their ass off and give it their best shot every single game. It is very different than we've seen under Tommy Lloyd the first 2 years, but clearly, you know, this is kind of where, you know, where we're headed. But Keshawn Johnson and Tommy Lloyd in Arizona wanting him makes a ton of sense when you look at the overall picture.
All right. And what does this say for Tommy Lloyd and his staff?
It says two things. I think more so than the recruiting, it shows that, you know, after the loss to Princeton, Tommy Lloyd didn't go to the podium and weep, didn't complain, you know, said that he felt the future of the program was still bright, the program would bounce back, and some people just didn't want to hear it. You know, they wanted him to go scorched earth. And I think some people kind of made the mistake of thinking that Tommy doesn't care as much. Tommy Lloyd cares a ton. He just doesn't show it like other people showed. He was not a happy camper by any means after the Princeton game. The first tough decision he made of that offseason was parting ways with Kurt Kriisa. If you asked him why, he would just tell you it was time. It was time for Kurt. It was time for Arizona. It was just time to go. There were people that didn't think Tommy had that in him, right? Tommy said, we need to get more athletic and we need to get tougher. So he goes after Nembhard, doesn't get him. The world ends, but bounces back by getting Jaden Bradley, who, as you can criticize the shooting with him as well, the stats, it's all backed up. He's good at getting in the paint. He's going to draw fouls. We know he's a solid guard in terms of ball handling and all that. But we know that he is a defensive upgrade at the bare minimum. He's a defensive upgrade over Kurt Kriisa. So then it's like, okay, what else? Well, you know, we need to bring in some quality size. You know, we don't know what to expect. So we go and we get a European player, right? Well, they got another one coming that is going to be even better. Figuring he goes, gets to campus, all that. You just never know. That's still the expectation and all that. But, you know, we're not going to talk about him until it's announced. Goes out and gets Keshawn Johnson. Like we just said, athletic, tough, all that. He's going to go out and get a guard. We're going to find out who that is. Maybe he gets two guards. So we know that Tommy Lloyd is able to look at his team, assess what they need, and succeed in getting him. But the biggest thing is he's able to adjust. Arizona was not tough enough against Princeton, as lame-ass as that sounds.
They weren't.
So he went and he got toughness at certain positions, right? Because, you know, you can ask Tommy, and Tommy will say it, and he'll hint at it when he's talking about injuries, and he basically says, I don't care. You either can play or you don't. I don't want to hear about your bumps and bruises. If you come to me with an injury, it likely means you can't play. That's fine. The other thing it says is, all of a sudden, the guy who couldn't recruit is recruiting. Got Jaden Bradley when a lot of people were saying that it was a bidding war and all that, which it wasn't, but got Jaden Bradley over some decent recruiting schools. Went to Europe and got guys that, you know, Europe, when you land players, is still recruiting. You're dealing with clubs, you're dealing with money, you're dealing with other schools getting involved, right? You're still recruiting. It may be a little different than domestic, but there's still factors that you got to get past. Then he goes and gets Keshawn Johnson from Kentucky. And when you go to head-to-head with John Calipari, and I know there's the whole, maybe Arizona offered him a bigger role, whatever. You're still going head-to-head with a guy that you can legitimately make an argument is the best recruiter of all time. Head-to-head, John Calipari may legitimately be the best recruiter of all time. And if he's not, he's up there. Now, they're not having great success with the transfer portal, that I'll admit. But he's still John Calipari. He's still a guy where when Arizona lost Nembhard, there were people wondering if Tommy Lloyd was going to go the Mike Hopkins route, where he would stop being able to recruit. There were people that were wondering if Tommy Lloyd could recruit ever again. And then he got Carter Bryant. But still, that's a high school kid. What about the portal? And then he goes and he gets this. It's, oh, blah, blah, blah. Arizona's going to be fine.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is a frustrating process to watch it all play out. There's no doubt about it. I know everyone wants the Arkansas route where you land 8 guys in 2 days and you're done. Right? It's just, Tommy's not that type of dude. Fit is very, very important. I know that there's multiple players in the portal where I said to myself, oh, Arizona's mentioned. They've reached out. Arizona might recruit him. And Tommy Lloyd has watched film and goes, not good enough. That's it. Like Chance McMillan at Grand Canyon when he transferred Texas Tech, he was one of them. Arizona could have got him. Not a great fit, not good enough. Darian Williams, the kid at Nevada, that wound up also going to Texas Tech. Tommy Lloyd, I think Arizona probably could have got him. He could have played the four. Tommy said, no, I don't think he's good enough. And so that is, you know, when you talk about offers and all that, very, very rarely is Arizona under Tommy Lloyd offering someone that they don't think is good enough. And we may think it's good enough, but if Tommy doesn't, it's irrelevant.
Yeah, because he's like the head coach, and his opinion matters the most, and he kind of knows what he's doing. So hopefully everyone settles down now that we are starting to see what this team is going to look like. There could be a couple more surprises, maybe. I don't know. Might have heard something, you know, living in this house.
Be quiet.
But the point is, he's really good at what he does, and we're really lucky to have him as our coach.
He's a smart dude. I think people need to give credit. He might do things a different way, but I don't think there's any denying his level of coaching acumen and intelligence.
He's not Sean Miller, and he's not Lute, and that's okay.
What?
He's an introverted guy too.
And he's a different type of guy because he comes off as quiet, but when you meet him, he'll tell you a lot. So
he'll be kind of chatty like my dad.
And he curses quite a bit. And it's nice. He likes beer.
And pickleball.
Yeah, beer and pickleball.
Pickleball. All right. So what is next for Arizona basketball?
So we know, I'm very confident saying they're going to land another guard. Now, there is a possibility of two guards. And the reason I say that is because let's say Arizona goes out and lands DeMarco Dunn, right? And I've reached out to DeMarco Dunn. He hasn't got back to me yet. He's being quiet. Arizona's being quiet. A lot of transfer portal stuff, if you notice nationally, has gone quiet because there's less guys in the portal this time of year. So it's actually quieter throughout. But I like DeMarco Dunn's potential, right? And this is just an example. I don't know if he's the guy that I'm referring to. But let's say Arizona gets him. It's really hard to bring a guy like that off the bench as your first guard off the bench, because it's hard to get potential over production as your main guard off the bench. Because what happens if he doesn't reach that potential? Well, now you're screwed. But you can add a guy like him, and you can add another guard who's got production. You say, look, DeMarco, you may not get a ton of minutes this year. We hope you do. That'd be great. But you're going to work with us, and we're going to get you on the court towards the end of the season, whatever it may be. But we're going to add another guard in here that we know is going to, like, pulling. Jake White, right? Everybody knows pulling on the message boards from Riverside. Again, random names. But you bring in a guy that averages a lot of points, has played, has experience, and then a guy like DeMarco, I could see you adding two guards, or they just add one guy who's just right away production, and they just leave an open spot. TBD. There's a lot of moving parts still.
Ooh, intriguing. Okay, well, moving on.
And I also will say before we go, it's going to be a very busy week because guys are going to start pulling out of the draft this week.
Okay.
In the next 10 days, you need to pull out the draft. I believe it's going to start tomorrow. I've already heard some names of guys that are going to pull out the draft. Those are ones I would definitely pay attention to.
Hmm. Okay. Can we move on now?
I'm glad you asked, Shelby. You see, yeah.
Okay. Arizona football received a commitment from Montana Lemonious Craig.
Well, someone on the board said Montana Lemon Cake.
Montana Lemon Cake Craig. No, Montana Lemonious Craig.
MLC is what we call him.
What went into the thought process from Arizona?
MLC. So people say Arizona's fine at wide receiver. And I've said that Arizona's fine at wide receiver. But the way it was described to me is consistency and competition matter. And when you take a look at the slot receivers, like Malachi Riley's awesome. He's on the outside. AJ Jones is awesome. He's on the outside. Kevin Green is your slot receiver. Backing him up, you kind of had a little bit of a gap. Like they were playing a walk-on at some points. Kevin Green, throughout the spring, and last year battled inconsistency, where you'd watch him one practice and he was awesome. Spring game, great. Then you watch him the next practice and you wouldn't even know he's on the field. Like, he was literally, there were practices where he was battling Jalen Clark, I believe, off the top of my head. Jaden Clark, for playing time, a walk-on. And that's not me knocking Clark, that's just how it is. So, if you're a team like Arizona, who's trying to make their first bowl and...
They got goals, man.
A lot of years, and you feel that you can upgrade at a position, you upgrade at a position. And Lamonius Craig is the dude that in Colorado spring game went off. Great size. They like him quite a bit. If they bring him on and he's not very good, he won't play. But they obviously think he's good, or else they wouldn't have brought him on. But Auburn was in there for a little bit. But when he hit the portal, I actually posted that Arizona would be amongst the leaders because Armon Hawkins was on that Colorado staff and is close to Montana. Arizona hired him. I mean, Armon Hawkins was a coach at Arizona and retweeted Montana entering the portal like that. I mean, they're close. And
spoiler alert.
Yeah, that was pretty much, unless Arizona chose not to go in that direction, it was pretty much always Arizona from what I understand.
Great. We're amassing a whole bunch of players with really cool names.
Montana.
So Montana Lamonius.
My name is actually Jason Matthias Sharar.
Your middle name would be more interesting if it was like Matthias instead of Matthew.
But. Oh my God, Shelby, why don't you just give people my social security now too? Holy shit.
You always say that when I say your middle name.
Oh my God. Go ahead, give them my measurements.
I didn't say your other middle name though, so it's not your full name. You're Shlomo. Fine. Well, you just gave her.
My Hebrew name is Shlomo. Have fun, everyone. Shelby laughs.
Anyway. Okay.
Shlomo von Pesach.
You're very interruptive tonight. Would you like to take a sip of your Starbucks and do...
You said to Starbucks at 10:30 is where it's at.
Yeah, we don't sleep around here. All right, well, should people be worried about Kevin Green Jr.'s position in the rotation?
Yeah.
What are you laughing at?
I winked at you when you said that we don't sleep much around here, but you didn't pick up what I'm putting down. All right, anyway...
Obviously, we need to go to bed.
Yeah, look, I mean, I just said it. Like, Kevin Green, if he becomes more consistent and continues to compete, he's going to find the field.
He needs to step up, man.
But if he's not better than Lamonius Craig, he's not going to see the field. Should you be worried? If you're a fan of him, yeah, I guess so. But instead of worry, I would say motivated.
This is like friendly competition.
Yeah, like he should absolutely be motivated. You know, like we thought Arizona was decent on the defensive line. They go to Indiana and bring in Sio. Well, now, all of a sudden, if you were Tyler Manoa or the other guy, whatever, you better be motivated because this kid's coming to play. Like, these guys are coming to play. And if they're good enough to play, they are. It's just that simple. Jed would say the same thing. And remember what Jed said after the spring game. We're not adding someone that we don't feel will contribute right away. The only way we're adding dudes from the transfer portal is if they're able to play right now. So the expectation for Montana and the other guys that Arizona may land in the portal in the future is that they're going to play right away.
Which is awesome. We were just looking at the Arizona football schedule.
Right away.
And
Shelby said 12 wins.
I did not.
11,
it's a little ambitious. I definitely think a bowl game this year, though. I feel feeling good about it.
It's 5 wins now on
I mean, it's very attainable.
Caesars. Yeah.
So, we'll see. Also, we did look at the schedule, and the bye week is October 21st, which is perfect, because that is Marana's fall festival that I plan for the town of Marana, so everyone can go to Marana's fall festival that day.
There you go.
There you go. Boom. Done. Already got your plans for October 21st.
Bang, bang.
Anything else recruiting-wise you want to preview or
not yet.
Tease?
But we'll find out.
It's going to be a busy week.
It could be.
It'll be sleepy and quiet and bam, 2 commitments.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those probably.
We'll find out.
I don't want to get people's hopes up and then they yell at me that nothing happened. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, don't yell at Jason. It makes him sad.
Oh, honey.
On that note.
Goodbye to you.
Bear down.
Also of note, this is the last week of middle school for Aurora. So if you guys need me, I'll be in the corner crying, telling myself how old I've become.
Yeah, we're going to have a freshman in high school.
Christ.
It's kind of weird.
Mountain View, stand up.
New CBS Monday.
Federal agents.
Here's where we can see them.
NCIS Hawaii is back.
About to set it all on fire.
New criminals to catch.
Armed robbery, aggravated assault, murder.
And new investigations to be solved.
These guys were good, but even masters make mistakes.
Vanessa Lachey and featuring LL Cool J.
Violin Island, you got it.
Welcome to paradise.
A new NCIS Hawaii, Monday, 10, 9 central on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.